For my homily today, I'm going to do something a little different than I usually do, and that is I want to just go through that first reading slowly and let Isaiah speak to us about this time of Advent and what it's all about. Of course, Isaiah existed in the time of the people were in exile in Babylon, and they needed some hope, and Isaiah saw that. He knew that they needed hope to keep going. And not to give up, to be patient, as we hear in the Paul today. And so he wrote this to them, and it goes this way, as you heard. The desert and the parched land will exult. The steppe will rejoice and bloom. They will bloom with abundant flowers and rejoice with joyful song. The glory of Lebanon will be given them, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. This reading is alive with expectation. The coming back of the Lord, the returning the people to Jerusalem, their home, where God lived. And the people, the Hebrew people, spoke about things through stories and images. And so we hear these images that Isaiah talks about. Steppe will rejoice and bloom. They will bloom with abundant flowers. He talks about the land, the earth, being filled with joy, with flowers, with all that's needed. And this is the promise to the exiles. And so they were given hope. They were encouraged by what they heard from Isaiah. And then we go on, strengthen the hands that are feeble. Make firm the knees that are weak. Say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here is your God. He comes with vindication, with divine recompense. He comes to save you. So in the midst of their exile, they were afraid. They didn't know what their future was going to be. And so Isaiah tells them to rejoice now. Don't be afraid what's coming. Be strong and stand firm because the Lord is with you and will bring you back. Then he says the eyes of the blind will be opened, the ears of the deaf will be cleared, then will the lame leap like a stag, then the tongue of the mute will sing. He tells them specifically about how they are to recognize the time of the Lord by these very things that will be happening. The eyes of the blind will be opened, the deaf will hear, the lame will leap like a stag, and so forth. That sounds familiar because in the gospel, that's exactly what Jesus told the Baptist's friends to go and tell John the Baptist. Those very realities that Jesus was doing these things. He was opening the eyes of the blind and so forth. So for you and for me, we move forward to the gospel, to the New Testament. We see that what we're hearing is the coming of Jesus into the world. That Isaiah is prophesying the coming of Jesus into the world to bring healing, to help people be strong, to stand up and fear not. Then he says, those whom the Lord has ransomed will return and enter Zion singing, crowned with everlasting joy. They will meet with joy and gladness, sorrow and mourning will flee. That's the exaltation of the time of Christ, the time of the Messiah, the coming back for the people to Jerusalem. They will find the glory of the Lord there and they will exult because they've come home. And of course, all of this is said to you and to me. We live in a time, as they did, in exile. We are not in our final home. We are here on this earth as a temporary place, and eventually we will do exactly what we hear in Isaiah's reading. The eyes of the blind will be open. Those who live today in blindness will see, the deaf will hear, the lame will be healed, and the good news will be preached. The good news will be here. So for you and for me, this Advent is just like what Isaiah is saying. He's telling us to wait, to be strong, not to be afraid of things that we live with, that we live around, not to be afraid of what's going to happen, not to be afraid of death, but to rejoice. That's what he's telling us, to rejoice. The Lord God has come and he will come again. For you and for me, that coming again will be the last day when Jesus will come and bring all people back to his kingdom, when he will make us rise again from the dead and live with him forever. So Isaiah really is telling us all about our journey, the journey we go through to get to the eternal life. And that journey isn't always easy. And so he tells them, fear not, do not strengthen the hands that are feeble, make firm the knees that are weak, be strong, fear not, here is your God coming to you. So you and I, in the deepest darkness of our lives, whatever that may be, and there's many ways to experience darkness in life, the Isaiah is telling us to be strong in the face of that darkness, because the Lord will be the victor. The Lord will bring victory to all of us, no matter what darkness we experience. So we need not be afraid, even of death, but we celebrate life because the Lord has come to save us. Now, if you'll pass those sheets and pencils along to the people in the pews. Implicitly, in the reading from Isaiah, we know that we're called to help one another, to serve one another, that we are on a journey together. When there are people who are lame or blind or deaf, people who are needy, we are there for them and help them. When we at St. Thomas Becket promise to love and serve people both inside and outside of these walls. Take time now to answer this question. Who has shown me love, or who have I loved? Who has shown me love, or who have I loved? Who have I served or helped this past week? As I say, we're on this journey together on the road to, and so we help one another who are in need. So how have we done that this week? Or who have we helped this week?